Good morning, Streeter High School. Well, it might not be morning where you are, but we're here at Studio 340 on the third floor at Streeter High School, and we are recording our number three in an edition of Coach's Corner podcast. And we come here at 6:45 in the morning, and I'm so appreciative of the folks that come in and do this because it's a lot of fun, and the response that we've gotten has been pretty awesome so far. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce my co-host for this morning, Sean McGurk.
Hello.
And our producer to my left, Mr. Randolph. He doesn't have any, he's just waving, so that's really cool. You might be able to see it because Mr. Beck is also in the room today, and we're also going to try to do a YouTube simulcast today, so make sure you're checking that out. I'm getting squinty eyes from Mr. Tyne. He acts like he's not very tech savvy, but he's pretty on. He knows what he's doing. You know, I've been in his room. I've seen Skype from different countries and stuff like that. So he's pretty savvy when it comes to that. A couple things I'd like to mention here. Congratulations to our basketball team on a great season. Finished with 20 wins and a heartbreaker last night at Ottawa. And, you know, I only listened on the radio, and I know that I was on the edge of my seat on the radio. I was not there. But the energy that was, you could hear the crowd and you know, again, that had to be very difficult. Good luck to them. You know, young team, and I hope that they got great things coming their way. Anything you guys want to say about that? Anything? Watch this team play this year?
The atmosphere last night was incredible. Everybody was on their feet, you know. It was an awesome game. Unfortunate how they went out, but other than that, they had a great season, and they deserve a lot of credit.
Awesome. Thank you for that insight, Mr. Ash. We appreciate it. Also, we'd like to give a shout-out to Scott Holland from The Times, who wrote an editorial last week about our podcast club. I think it was very well done, and we do appreciate the support there. We do try to do some things here at Streeter High School that, you know, keep the kids interested, and podcasting is pretty hot right now, and I got to give credit to Mr. Randolph for getting this off the ground. He took his time. He got the equipment probably about during the summer last year, and really took his time learning, took a semester to learn the tech end of it and get the thing set up, and he really did a good job making sure that everything sounded right before we got going. So thank you, Mr. Randolph. We appreciate that. With this being said, I'm excited about this podcast because we get a chance to put a light on something that people don't know a lot about, you know, and it's Scholastic Bowl. We talked about, had two basketball coaches' corners back-to-back, and now we get to talk Scholastic Bowl. You know, for me, for me, perfect math is when I went to Steve's Donuts this morning, and I think I picked a pretty good dozen. I do. I really do. I went in there. For me, that's an algorithm, you know. You know, when I can go in there and pick the perfect dozen, feel good about that. So there's some algebra in there, right, somewhere, right? Maybe? Okay, all right. Just checking. But anyway, you know, for me, you know, it is interesting, and I really am excited to hear about what you guys do. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce Mr. Tyne, and Mr. Tyne is our Scholastic Bowl coach, and he is the captain of a program that has a long and storied tradition, a lot of success in Scholastic Bowl here at Streeter High School, and just want to hear a little, good morning, Mr. Tyne. I'd like to hear a little bit about your background.
Good morning. This is my 37th year teaching, 16th year at Streeter High, alma mater, class of
82.
Mm-hmm. No. Wish. No. But going on your shirt tails, this is the 60th year for Scholastic Bowl at Streeter Township High School. Powerhouse in the state when it comes to Scholastic Bowl. Had the oldest tournament in the state from the Rotary Club, just up to a couple, five, 6 years ago, 7 years maybe. But great tradition here. And the tradition continues.
That's not your only role here at Streeter High School. What do you do currently at Streeter High School and in terms of classroom and the whole deal?
I teach dual credit classes through IVCC, so all my classes are college classes, sociology and Western Civ. I did teach AP history and gave that up when I became assistant dean. Mm-hmm. So my day consists of first, second, and third classes. Fourth hour is prep, and then fifth, sixth, and seventh is assistant dean. Along with that, I am the senior class sponsor, mm-hmm. Drama club advisor, assistant track, head scholastic bowl, and many, many other committees.
It's a lot of hats.
Yeah, a lot of hats.
A lot of hats. Well, I can tell you, especially from the dual credit end, I've had two of my own children go through those dual credit classes. And I know we do a great job at Shooter High School, you know, getting kids a kickstart. I think my daughter left here with 36 college credits and is going to graduate a semester early with a bachelor's coming up this December. And you were a big part of that. So it's much appreciated.
You said something about a drama club. So I was wondering about the musical coming up.
The musical is Beauty and the Beast. It goes up on April 2nd through the 5th. We're excited in the new auditorium. Our auditorium was built by the WPA and CCC in 1936, 37, 38.
Wow.
Now it's been updated to 2020, and we are excited. We take the stage on the 16th of March in 2 weeks to get this off the ground, which we will.
It's pretty exciting. I know our superintendent's very excited about it. He's been sharing pictures. And if you haven't checked out those pictures on Facebook and social media, check it out. It really is going to have kind of a retro feel to it, the trim around everything. And with the and just hearing about what the guts of the technology are going to be, in the, and I'm a sound guy, I'm a music guy, I can't wait to hear what music sounds like in that room. It's going to be pretty awesome.
And Nate, I wanted to ask about your season, what your overall like update on the season is.
So we've had a pretty good season so far. It's definitely better than the one we had last year. We finished third overall in the conference, only losing to a Hersher and
Lyle,
Coal City. We actually tied with Coal City in the conference, but we had 60 more points head to head, so we finished above them. But today actually is our conference tournament. We will be going to that, and hopefully we will be doing pretty well there.
Awesome! You guys were also JV conference champs.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
That was last Thursday, so we swept 3-0.
Future looks bright.
It does. It's very solid for the next 4 years at least.
That's very cool. Is there a match, Mr. Tyne, that you would say that, hey, this was a pivotal match? This was one where we kind of find out what we were all about this year.
I can tell you the Galesburg tournament, which is the Rotary puts that on in Galesburg, and we went 8-1 that day, and we went up against Southwestern Pisa, number one team in Class A in the state of Illinois, and we lost by a question and a half. So when you go up against that that tradition from Southern Illinois, my guys were on fire. Mr. Beck, 47 toss-ups. Mr. Rashid had 23, 24. It's amazing. That was a pivot point when I'm just going, I'm like, we're peaking at the right time.
That's cool. And that's I appreciate that, because that's something that I think in terms of people think of competition, they think of athletics, they think of, you know, those types of things. It's the same. Competing is competing. You know, it happens between the ears. I don't care if it's a basketball team, a tennis player, or what it is. Scholastic Bowl, Rubik's Cube champion. You've got to be ready to compete. You know, so that's pretty cool that you can identify that point in time for your team. That's good stuff. We kind of jumped a little bit ahead, but that's okay. Mr. Tyne, you want to tell us the two members of the team that you have with you today?
I have my two co-captains. My senior captain is Greg Rashid, who's been on my team for 4 years, who has knowledge in math and English, also in art. And then Nathan Beck, he has memorized every opera, every piece of artwork, and thereabouts when it comes to literature also. So they're very strong. They're the dynamic duel. They're the 1-2 punch. So when one can't do it, the other one does.
Very cool.
You said something about the conference tournament, and I was wondering what other matches do you guys have coming up?
Monday we actually it's Monday, right? Yeah, Monday we have our regionals at a normal community. There's a good chance we can do well at regionals. There's some tough matches there, but if we play right, we've come close to beating these teams many times, and some of the teams we actually have beat many times. So it'll be interesting to see if we play right, we could probably go far and perhaps win the entire thing.
What would you say, I mean, again, enlighten me. Treat me like a second grader here. What's the real keys to success to winning that match? Where do you guys need to be strong?
I think we need to be strong, really, on the buzzers, so how fast we buzz, I think that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of our players, we know the answer, we have a good idea. We're just, sometimes it's timid, we're timid to buzz in, or other times we're unsure of ourselves, and it's just being more confident would go a long way.
So it'd be similar to, say, a baseball player, you know, reading a pitch coming in and pulling the trigger and recognizing, having that confidence to pull the trigger and swing the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Mr. Tyne, next year, improvements. I know you got a great group now. Where does your group need to get this strong in order to be better, even better next year?
Well, Greg will graduate along with Xavier graduating. Mm-hmm. Xavier is our pop culture geek.
Awesome.
Guru who knows everything.
Is that an official title on the team?
About as much as Mr. Randolph. He knows when it comes to things that are obscure, and he'll come out of nowhere and answer them. He graduates. And we have three other seniors who are going to graduate who just have joined on the coattails of success.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Grabowski, Ethan Harlan, and Nene Hahn. So with those graduating, but next year's team will be very solid.
Awesome.
And it'll be Nathan and Alex England. And it will be Murphy Wilkinson and Ben DeMay from Woodland, because we co-op with Woodland.
Okay.
And Mason Pishak. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be it will be the team that when we walk into the room, the other team will roll their eyes and say, oh, it's Streeter.
Can you get those brains through a doorway?
Sometimes.
Those are big brains.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they walk out the door and with their heads held low, but that's okay.
You'd mentioned Xavier. Xavier's in the room right now, and he's mm-hmm. also part of the podcast club. Mm-hmm. And I was just, before this morning we walked in and Mr. Randolph was doing post-production on their Just Another Movie podcast. I think you guys did Sandlot?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And what I heard, I only heard about 5-6 minutes of it. Sounds great. So anybody interested in being part of that, I think they're going to pick some really cool movies in the future. And I do expect you to, I would encourage you to go and check that out. So with that being said, going to do a little promo here for the Red and White Booster Club. The Red and White Booster Club is a volunteer organization. It's made up of parents, alumni, faculty, and friends. Their mission statement, to provide financial assistance and support for all athletics and extracurricular clubs at Streeter High School that enhance the quality of their activities. Hey, we have 19 sports here at Streeter High School. The Red and White Club has donated over $50,000 over the last 2 years. As well, they sponsor a scholar athlete scholarship every year. That's pretty cool stuff. And that's one for a male and one for a female. But again, this can't be done alone. It just doesn't magically appear. They need volunteers. So if you're interested in giving a hand at any fundraiser, making a donation, or any type of help, contact Chris DeLucky at 815-674-1548. And again, if you want to volunteer and give a hand to the Red and White Booster Club, that's Chris DeLucky, 815-674-1548. So back to, we kind of want to focus on the players now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sean, here.
Nate, I wanted to ask, what's... obviously what year you are in school, and then just what else your role is on the team.
So I'm a junior in high school, and honestly my role in the team, Greg is the captain, but oftentimes we captain together. We'll collaborate during lunch. I'll sit with him. We'll just talk Scholastic the entire time. Talk about upcoming matches, our strategies, what we need to study, what we need to practice. Oftentimes what the team will be, what we'll start with, who will sub in, who will sub out. So we go over the entire dynamic of pretty much the upcoming matches together.
And what other activities or extracurriculars do you do?
So I'm a part of the podcast club here at Streeter High School, too. We just did the Sandlot yesterday. I was
awesome.
Part of that. Coming up here, I will be rejoining the tennis team. So I will be playing tennis during the spring.
Sweet. And Greg, same thing for you, what year you are, role, and other extracurriculars.
Yeah, so I'm the senior for the team. I guess the senior captain, along with Nate. I discuss a lot of topics with him at lunch also. Tyne kind of let me be in charge of subbing in and out, kind of taking over as the temporary coach when he's not there. We only have one coach, so he's between the JV and varsity room a lot. So therefore, Nate and I kind of take over the coaching position when he's gone. And after school, I'm also involved in tennis in the spring, and I do soccer in the fall, along with kick for the football team. So I do both of those. Sweet. Or I did both of those.
Yeah, good kicker. Yeah,
very good kicker. Absolutely. And that's a difficult role, and I know it's appreciated. Just being, you know, I played football here, coached football here, and good kickers are hard to find, you know, and it makes
they
the
really
difference
are.
In seasons. One thing I would like to mention about Mr. Rashid, he probably has a future as a fashion model as well. Because I just found this morning. My neighbor does senior pictures and stuff, and this was on her Instagram today. If you guys see that, I don't know if you can see that on the video, but this guy is on the all-hair team. And Mr. Tyne, could you describe for our listeners what that senior picture looks like?
Fabio.
Yes, definitely Fabio. Absolutely.
He's a centerfold for the look at me.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I don't know if we can pop it back up on my phone, but it's Mr. Rashid. He's laying on the 50-yard line at Schroeder High School with the press box in the background, and I'm just telling you, it is ridiculously good. I mean, come on, man. He's laughing, but I kid him and his brother. Easily the best hair at Schroeder High School. All hair team. I hate to see what your family spending on hair products. It's got to be ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
So anyway, back to getting a little serious here. So you talked a little about the inside of the conversation of the team. Mm-hmm. Again, this is foreign to me. You know, what does a practice look like? I mean, are you guys, for me, if you ask me, what's this class ball team doing at practice? I don't know. They got Rubik's cubes and they're doing thumb wrestling for a fast finger competition. What's a practice look like?
So there's mainly kind of two types of practice. The first one is we go over questions, a lot of questions, as much as we can. So we just hear them and get repetition and we pick up on trigger words is what we call them. So sort of a word that generates the answer, sort of, so to speak. Usually we try to get those early on during the question so we can get the question faster, hopefully faster than the other team. And then the other type of practice is when we go over specific topics, such as literature. We'll pick top books that come up often, such as Huckleberry Finn as an example.
One comes up a
Paradise
lot.
Lost. And we'll go through the characters, the plot. We'll write it on the board so it helps us memorize the basic plot, even if we don't read the books. And that's good for literature because it's hard to read all these books. You know, they're long books, and we don't have that time, so it's good to just pick up the basic plot, the characters, and the author, and that usually helps us get the questions.
Very cool. You want to add anything to that, Tony?
Nope, that's pretty much covers the entire thing.
Now, again, being a former baseball and football coach myself, we scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Can you guys do that, like inner squad or with other teams? Do you even do informal scrimmages?
Yeah, and actually that's usually how we start the year is we'll get the buzzers into the new people's hands and the people who haven't touched a buzzer in a long time. We'll set up the buzzer system in Mr. Tyne's room. We will set up the desks in the way that mimics an actual match, and we'll sit down, he'll read questions, and we will buzz in and play against each other.
Very cool. That's, like I said, that's the insight that I would not have seen. And I think it's kind of like a culture unto itself. You know, for instance, I compare it to, say, wrestling, for instance. A lot of people don't know what amateur wrestling is and what it looks like. Their picture of wrestling is WWE. Mm-hmm. So they don't know unless you actually see it. So.
And do you have any advice to any, like, you know, there's the academic team at North Lawn. Do you have any advice to those young Scholastic Bowl kids?
Well, I know Nate's brother is on the team currently. He's doing really well, actually. But my advice would just be don't be scared to buzz in. Mm-hmm. I think that's the bottom line. I know a lot of people don't have the confidence, but they might know it on the second word, and they'll wait till the last word to buzz in. And once you get that repetition, that timid factor kind of is eliminated. So practice helps with that, for sure.
What do you think, Mr. Beck?
My advice would be probably to... if you want to do well in Scholastic Bowl, you have to put in as much as you want to get out of it. So you can't just show up to practice, not care about anything, and then expect to do well. You have to put in the time, the effort, to actually study what you want to study, make sure you get those topics down, and become good at it. Become better than everybody else. That's the driving force there, is to become better than everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's no different than any other athlete.
Right. Correct.
You're just a mental athlete. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That is very cool. So will you have certain... members of the team, like in the off season, for instance, are you talking to them saying, hey, are you boning up on your math? You know, are you boning up on your Pythagorean theorem? You know,
you know, ideally, yeah, we do. We talk to them and we're like, you know, you got to do poetry. Xavier, we want to do we want you to do gods, you know, Greek gods, Roman gods, Hindu gods, Egyptian gods. And we'll have, like, Murphy is our upcoming freshman. He's very good at geography and world history and world current events, such as presidents of some random country that we've never heard of. So he's very good at that. So he just needs to hone down on those skills and refine them, and he'll be good.
Do you find, like, for instance, you guys have specialties. So, for instance, Mr. Tyne alluded to your specialties. You just alluded to Murphy's specialties. Is you find you have to tap into each individual's, like, almost passion for what they want to study?
For sure. It's pretty hard to study something you don't want to study. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you hate reading, you're not going to have a good time studying literature because you hate reading.
Makes sense. Sean, I think I'm just thinking about baseball and a catcher. Not everybody wants to be a catcher.
Not a lot of people do want to be a catcher. So, I mean, obviously I like it, but not a lot of people would want to be squatted down for 7 innings.
Right.
So it's basically the same thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's interesting. And it's a cool analogy. Like I said, for me it's very athletic.
Yeah, there's a lot of strategy. Like tonight the matches are timed. So I'll be watching that clock and I'll call timeout. If we're ahead, I will take my time. And I would take every second.
Gotcha.
Because they have to jump. In the questions tonight, we're not playing power, but sometimes there are bold wording that the young men or my team, young ladies too, can get it before that bold print goes to regular print is power. Five additional points. And sometimes these young people can get it on the third word, in which I'm just like, you know, if I know it before they do, I get so angry that they don't know it and they don't have to even look at me because they can hear me.
Well, they don't know it, but there's going to be a quiz question at the end of this podcast, but they're going to have to listen to the whole question. So they're going to have to be patient.
Well, and then also to shout out to the Red and White Club.
Mm-hmm.
They brought our uniforms that you see here. And also our record as we stand right now is 41 wins and 22 losses. And out of those 22, 9 of those were lost by 10 points.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That really is. And it says a lot about a rural school in central Illinois, you know, that you can go up and knock heads with the normal communities and the suburban teams. It really does. And I think we're at a point, though, and again, I go back to my knowledge of the Scholastic Bowl teams that were around when I was in high school. When you were in high school, Mr. Tyne, and I think of the team, the 2000 team with Ben Ricca. He's kind of a Scholastic Bowl god around here. So,
Dr. Ricca.
Yeah, Dr. Ricca now, absolutely. And they should know about us at this point. They should say, Streeter's coming to this one. You know, do you get that a little bit?
We do when we walk in, the Rotary Bowl.
Yeah.
The Rotary Bowl.
They know that.
Yeah, and they'll talk about people who are from the past, and I'm like, yeah, they're no longer with us, but yeah, they were the ones who started. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the brain, but in a little more of a relaxed manner. I want to talk a little bit about the Hub Club. Are you a gamer? Do you like board games? Maybe card games? I don't know. Watching anime? How about foosball? Or do you have any other special hobbies that you enjoy? Well, every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m., the SHS Hub Club meets and does basically whatever they want in a fun setting. They meet in and around the LMC, and everyone, and I mean everyone, is welcome. Contact Mr. Aubrey. Go see him in the library. See him in his classroom for a little more info. And like I said, anybody is welcome. I don't know about you guys, but I see, you know, anywhere from 20 to 40 kids every Monday at the, you know, east end of our commons participating. And do you guys see that? What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I've left school a few times. Around the time it starts on Mondays, and there's a good showing there always.
Yeah, a lot of activity. And I always like to say, these are, you know, a lot of these guys, hey, they might not be doing anything else, and they are participating and getting together and having a great time. And kudos to Mr. Aubrey for fostering that. With that being said, I think this is where the hard-hitting journalism comes in, Mr. Tyne. It's time for
the lightning round.
Yep, absolutely. So I think what we'll do.
You all better be ready.
Yep, absolutely. And so let's do this. Mr. Tyne, you also have to participate.
Okay.
So, and we can have, and actually, Xavier, you can pop in too. So what we'll do is we'll go right down the road. Mr. Tyne, you have to answer the question first.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, we'll start off with a favorite movie.
Oh, that's the question?
It's hard hitting.
Oh, okay, sorry. Jumping Jack Flash.
Nice. Mr. Rashid.
I'd go Rain Man, Tom Cruise.
Mine has to be Shawshank Redemption.
Mr. Dean?
No, which one should I?
That's whichever, pick your favorite one.
I gotta say, my favorite is also The Shawshank Redemption.
Very cool. This one's tough. Favorite athlete and or mathematician?
Kyle Macy.
Okay. Mr. Rashid.
We'll go Bo Jackson.
Love it.
I'm gonna go the tennis round, go Roger Federer.
Ooh, I think your dad likes that one too.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dean?
All right, throwback to earlier in my life, Paul Konerko.
Oh, man, absolutely. If you're a, I'm a Cubs fan who totally respects Paul Konerko.
Next we have, if you could go back to a time and have a conversation with anyone, who would it be?
Mr. Tyne.
W.B. Du Bois.
Nice. Mr. Rashid.
Oh, man, this is a tough one. We'll go... I'm thinking Joan of Arc.
Cool.
I'm going to go a different route, and I'm going to go somebody like Plato.
Very cool.
I'd go with FDR.
I like that one. That's and that would be very topical with today's political climate now. A lot of the similar discussions happening in that era and now. So I think that's very insightful. I like that one. All right, so I'm a music guy. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, and I know back when I was playing ball and different things, I always had a song that fired me up.
Mm-hmm. Or to get you focused.
Yeah, get you focused, get you locked in. So basically what you guys told me a lot sounded a lot like, what it's like to compete. What music, what song, what's the pregame fire-up song, Mr. Tyne? What's the one you listen, he's like, I'm ready to coach today.
Mm. I'm going to date myself, but Boston, Born of a Feeling.
Love it, love it. Mr. Rashid.
I'll go more contemporary. Till I Collapse by Eminem. That's a good pump-up song for any sport, but it works for basketball too.
So. Okay,
definitely.
Cool. Nate?
You know, that one actually makes me think quite a lot. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Miles Davis, which has been, you know, it may be jazz, but it has pumped me up.
It's very emotional.
It is.
Very. No doubt about it. Xavier, how about you?
From Ashes to News song, My Name.
Awesome. And you also run cross country. Do you listen to music while you run?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite thing to listen to while you're running right now?
Currently, it is rock music.
Okay.
Yep, yeah, definitely.
With a little bit of pop mixed in.
Love it.
Do you guys have a food you cannot live without?
Mr. Tyne?
Potato salad.
Do you, a German potato salad or more your traditional Harkar's?
Harkar's, there you go.
Okay, right all right. There. Just checking.
I'd go salmon. I have salmon a lot and I just really enjoy it.
Nice.
I'm going to go the more snack route. Goldfish is something I've eaten since almost birth.
Right.
So I cannot live without that.
That's fair enough.
I'm going to go with a healthy route, bananas.
A lot of potassium. Good for the runners. Love it. All right, here's the probably the toughest question you're going to get all day, so I hope this prepares you for the conference tournament. Mm-hmm. Yes or no? Pineapple on pizza.
Oh, yes.
No.
Also no for me.
Definitely yes.
So what will we do in a tiebreaker? What happens? Is there a tiebreaker?
I think Sean votes.
Yeah, and it's a no.
No.
That's definitely a no. Pineapple on pizza is not a good combination.
Everybody knows Canadian that. Bacon?
That's ridiculous.
Do you guys have a dream vacation?
A cruise in the Mediterranean.
St. Petersburg, Russia.
Okay.
A lot of cool buildings.
Yep.
Honestly, any national park. I just love going to national parks.
Have you been to some national parks?
I have. I went to Yellowstone 2 summers ago, and that probably was my favorite place on Earth.
Cool.
Sweet.
Anywhere in Michigan.
Anywhere in Michigan. Doesn't matter.
Well, besides Detroit.
Besides Detroit. I've been to Detroit Mercy University, their campus. It is beautiful, mm-hmm. by the way. But it was kind of rough getting through there. So anyway, hard times in the Rust Belt. So, I want to finish here, okay? And I got a quiz question. And Mr. Dean, you're welcome to hop in here,
right.
Okay? Mr. Tyne, do you mind switching with Mr. Dean for a second for the quiz question? You have to listen to the whole question. This is really, I think this is going to prepare you for the conference tournament and the IHSA postseason. okay? But you got to listen to the whole question, okay? Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
Have we listened to our pregame fire-up music? We're ready, focused?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, there are Steve's Donuts on the table, and I did pick the perfect dozen.
But only if you get it right.
Yeah. You get first pick. If you answer the question correctly, you get the first pick of what's left, because Sean already ate two.
I did.
Okay. Okay, don't answer till the end of the question. A man on horseback comes into town on Friday, leaves 3 days later on Friday. How did he do it?
The horse's name was Friday.
Xavier, you're the winner. Absolutely. Congratulations. That was awesome. Man. Awesome.
Clean sweep.
Awesome. He nailed it. Unbelievable. Now, did you guys know that?
Yeah.
You guys all knew that one.
Yeah,
okay. I thought there was a chance I might get you with an oldie but a goodie, you know. But too smart. Yeah, way too smart for me.
Not,
unbelievable.
Not as original as I was looking for.
Sorry. I'm working harder. This is new to me, okay? So I appreciate that. With that being said, we're going to close it up for today. I want to mention a couple things. We got some new co-hosts coming. I've got a couple ladies who volunteered. They're going to join us for some podcasts. And I've already talked to some coaches. Baseball and softball. We're going to have ladies soccer and a whole lot more. We got to get the tennis coaches out here.
For sure,
you know,
Mr. Yannick.
Absolutely. Got to get them out here. Mr. Yannick played for me when I was head varsity tennis coach, when I was the one of seven tennis coaches in 7 years. So if you want to hear some stories about my tennis coaching career, he'll probably forgotten. He's probably forgotten about it. It's not that memorable. But Mr. Yannick, he was a great kid to have on the team. He also played sophomore football for me, too. So I think instead of going out for track, he said, well, I don't want to run track. So he came out for tennis. So ask him about that. So I'd like to thank everybody here today. Xavier, Greg, Nate, Mr. Tyne, my co-host Sean McGurk, my super producer to my left, Mr. Beck, who's videotaping here in the room today. We appreciate him. And again, I think we're going to do a YouTube cast as well today, so you can check that out. And again, I'm super excited about this, and it's so early, and thank you guys for coming in. So I'll leave you with this. Once a Bulldog, always a Bulldog. Have a great day, Streeter High School.
Bang! Attention! Hut! Bang! Horn!